This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You don't need me to tell you that healthcare spending in this country knows just one direction. Here, though, is some good news. It's not going up as fast as it used to. A new study in the journal Health Affairs shows that between 2009 and 2011, healthcare spending grew at its slowest rate in 50 years. It could be the start of a beautiful trend that would shave nearly $1 trillion off the national debt in less than a decade if... And you knew this was coming if it lasts. From the Health Desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has that story.
Cautiously optimistic. That's how some of the top people in healthcare put it when they look at this spending data. In the years before the recession, total healthcare spending grew every year between 6 and 9%. The last 4 years, it's been more like 4%.
Now, we don't really know with great precision what's responsible for that.
Drew Altman is president of the Kaiser Family Foundation. Health policy folks all agree. The recession is part of the answer. Lose your job and you're less likely to see the doctor. But several reports in the last few weeks say there's more to it. Harvard Medical School professor Michael Chernu, who co-authored a study in Health Affairs, says the culture is shifting.
There are physicians and administrators around the country asking themselves, how are we spending our money and how can we spend less of it and still provide high-quality care?
New health insurance contracts and federal incentives are encouraging doctors and hospitals to think twice before ordering that second MRI or an extra night in the hospital. Chernu believes payment reforms are doing what they're supposed to, squeezing out additional costs. Harvard economist David Cutler, who authored a separate health affairs report, says there's another reason costs are dropping. People with insurance can't afford to see the doctor as much.
A typical individual with a policy from a small employer has a deductible of over $1,000. And for a family, it's probably $2,000 or $3,000. To put this in perspective, that's more money than most people have in the bank.
One of the reasons Cutler thinks the trend of slowing healthcare spending may be sustainable is because you and me have more skin in the game. The higher the deductible, the more the copay, the less we spend. And Cutler says that's a mixed bag. Maybe there are fewer wasteful tests, but it can also mean less preventive care. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.